We continue now with lesson number 44 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. We're in the 13th and last perek, the 5th and 6th Mishnayos. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishneh Hey, and Mishneh Vov. Mishneh Hey. Again, we're discussing situations where the person who made a vow to bring a neder was indefinite or vague in what he promised. How do we resolve that unknown vow which he made some time ago and no longer remembers? Or no longer remembers the specifics of. Harei olo yayin. A person makes neder, I'm going to bring yayin to the Beis HaMikdosh. Lo yifchos mishlosha lugin. He should not give less than 3 lugin, the liquid measure of lugin. The reason being, because the smallest minchas nesochim, the smallest nesochim which accompanies a korban, are the nesochim which accompany the keves, which is revius hahin. Revius hahin, a hin is 12 lugim, is 3 lugin. Shemen, if a person promises to give shemen, olive oil, doesn't say how much. Lo yivchos mi log. He should not give less than 1 log, because 1 log of shemen is the minimum given for a korban mincha. Korban mincha, if it's an isaron, there's 1 log of shemen. Rabbi Omer shlosha log. Rabbi says no, he has to give as much olive oil as accompanies the minchas nesochim of an animal korban, not the amount which is part of a korban, of an ordinary private korban mincha. So if that's the case, he has to give 3 login, which is a revius hahin, a quarter of a hin, hin being 12 logim, he gives 3 login, that's the shemen for the minchas nesochim, which accompanies a lamb, a keves. Perashti, if he says, I once made explicit how much yayin or how much shemen I'm going to bring, and I don't remember if it was the minimum 1 log or 3 log, or if it was much, much more. Yavi ki yom hameruba. He brings as much yayin or shemen as is brought on the day where the maximum amount of yayin or shemen was brought. That Yom HaMeruba, that maximum day, was the first day of Sukkot, if the first day of Sukkot fell on the Shabbos. On that day, there are so many korbanos brought, and so many menachos nesachim brought, that the total adds up to 140 log of shemen, and or 140 log of yayin. The cheshbon is as follows. On that day were brought 13 porim, 2 elim, and 14 kivosim as musve hachag, as musaf for Sukkot. They were also brought 2 kivosim as musafim for Shabbos, and 2 kivosim which are brought every day, the korbanos tomid. All this is besides the soyer hachatos, which was brought as part of the musafim for the day of Sukkot. The nesochim for these korbanos works out to 6 logim of shemen and 6 logim of yayin for each por, which results in 78 logim just for the porim. There are 4 logim of shemen and 4 logim of yayin for each ayil, so that works out to 8 logim for the elim. And then 3 logim of shemen and 3 logim of yayin for each sheep, which adds up to 54 logim for the sheep. You do all the arithmetic and you will see that there are 140 logim of shemen and 140 logim of yayin brought that day, and that's what you get for not remembering how much you promised of the oil or of the wine. Harei olai ola, if a person says, I'm going to bring a korban ola, but doesn't specify which animal he's going to bring for a korban ola. So Yavi Keves, he brings a male sheep for his korban ola, because that is the, of all the olos behema from animals, from mammals, that is the minimum. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no. If he said the word ola, who said he even meant an animal, a mammal, a sheep? Maybe he meant a bird, a fowl. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, O Tor or Ben Yonah, he can bring one of these pigeon-type birds, a Tor or a Ben Yonah. And the Gemara explains that there's no machlokes here, really, but in the place where the Tanakama lived, when they used the word Ola, they reserved it for an Olas Behema, from a cow or a sheep or a goat, not for a bird. However, in the place where the where Elazar ben Azariah lived, they would refer to a korban of an oaf as an ola. So therefore, a person said, I'm going to bring an ola. Fine, he can bring an ola from a tor or a ben yonah. Peirashti min habok, or if he says, I know, I promised to bring a korban ola from bokor, from a cattle. I don't know what type of cattle I meant. Now, bokar usually means cows, not sheep or goats. So therefore, Yovi parvo egel. He brings a male par and a male egel, an older cow and a calf cow. But if he said, min habehemo, ve'eni odea ma pirashti. If he said, I explained that I was going to give from the general category of behema, not bokar. Bokar is limited to cows. So he has to bring both types of cow, the par, the older, and the egel, the younger. But if he says, I promise to bring an ola from behemos, more general term, ve'eni odea ma pirashti, I no longer remember which I specified, then he has to bring a par, which is a two-year-old cow, some say a three-year-old cow, vo'egel, he has to bring a year-old calf, Ayel, he has to bring a male sheep 2 years old, Gedi, a goat in its first year, Vitole, and a sheep 1 year old, because all of these, the par and the egel, the ayel and the gedi and the tole, they are all behemos, which are kosher for a korban ola, males in each case. Therefore, because korban ola is only from a male, therefore he's chayav to bring a total of five olos. If a person says, Perashti, I was very specific when I made the neder, but Ve'eni Odea Ma Perashti, I no longer remember what I promised, whether it was a behema, meaning a mammal, or whether it was an oaf, meaning fowl or birds. So then he has to bring the list we just gave, the five, the par, the egel, the gdi, the ayel, and the teleh, but Mosif, Olehem Tor Uben Yonah, he must add additionally either a tor, well, not either, both a Tor and a Ben Yonah, because maybe he promised one of them, so he has to bring a total of seven different species in order to be sure that he fulfilled his neder. So we have completed Mishnah Vav of Perek Yud Gimel, and in the process completed lesson number 44.